Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here with some advice on healthy living. There are pros and cons about Christmas tree choices. Artificial Christmas trees are best for people with allergies, but I like real trees because they smell so good in the house. Cut trees primarily come from farms that grow trees for that purpose, so there's not an environmental issue related to cutting down the trees. The fact that toxic chemicals are used to grow them is the only concern. Fraser fir and noble fir are two of the most popular cut trees, but other varieties include Virginia pine, Afghan pine, Leyland cypress, and eastern red cedar. The very best choice for living trees to be planted in the landscape after Christmas are eastern red cedar, Italian stone pine, and rosemary, which is a great plant for small spaces or tabletops. A new recommendation I have for you is Atlas cedar. It's dramatic and grows in a wide range of climates and soils. Remember to set the living tree up in the house just before Christmas and plant it outside immediately after removing the ornaments. The longer the tree's inside, the weaker it will become and less likely to survive outside. For all your gardening, pet, and natural health questions, or to join the Organic Club of America, visit DirtDoctor.com or our Facebook page for help, and tune into my talk show this and every weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.